views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing
cake. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from LA, coming to you live from FEMA Region number 6. Today is September the 26th, 2017. We have a live show for you today. Looking forward to that. And if you'd like to get in on the conversation at any given time, give us a call, 866-510-9025. 866-510-9025. Hit **. We'll see you in queue and definitely bring you up. But if I'm reading something, definitely I won't be able to do the two things at one time. So just say excuse me, and we will definitely hear you and we'll chime you in. Okay, so before we get going in the show, everyone continue to support Black Talk Radio Network, please. And you could easily do that by going to www.blacktalkradionetwork.com, www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. And on the homepage, you'll see the donation prompt that's there, the prompt that you can hit to give some of your financial energy. Very, very important, because you are the only supporters of this network, and that is extremely, extremely important. So just want to make sure that you maintain and you ensure that this network continues to move forward in everything that it's doing, because it's relying upon you. It does not rely upon donations or sponsorship from outside mass media entities. So very, very important. So also another way that you can support the network is by going to its social media outlet known as BTR Community. BTR Community is a social media outlet that you can engage in and do all of your social media activities, such as promoting things about yourself, your business, or events that you think that are relevant. And you can easily do that by going to www.btrcommunity, or you'll see the capital B with the black background inside on the homepage for BTR Community. You could hit that, and that will put you into where you can become a member for only $24 a year. $24 a year, and with that yearly subscription and membership, you'll be able to post things about you, your business, and all of the things that you do on other social media outlets without being adversely affected, meaning that your identity won't be sold, meaning that you won't be data mined, meaning that your what you post won't be disclosed to other people to draw a conclusion about you that may not be factual, which, you know, that happens all the time. So definitely become a member, and that supports the network, that supports you, and it's a place where we will be using. It's the only place that I post, especially for going forward, is for what's going to be going on in the world. I will be only posting there. So I think it's very, very important to for you all to be a part of that. So check out that and be a part of it. Great, great, great opportunity there. Okay. Now, before we get into anything else, let's take care of a couple of things. Everyone, please continue to support my man, Michael Emmanuel. Michael Emmanuel is recovering from germ cell cancer. Give whatever it is that you can so that his family can acquire some of the trace minerals that are benefiting young Michael Emmanuel. So you can do that. His GoFundMe campaign is on the homepage for Black Talk Radio Network, and check it out. Be a part of it. I greatly, greatly appreciate, and we thank you for those of you that have engaged in it. Those of you that are interested in the trace mineral products that was sent to Michael Emmanuel, if you're interested in that, definitely reach out to me. You could text me at 951-790-8330 and just ask for the trace minerals. I'll give my number once again. Text me at 951-790-8330, and I will definitely send you the link and some of the videos regarding the trace minerals. So, and Tuesdays is the day that they're supposed to have some of their calls, but I think that some of the actual people that do the call are on vacation, so they should be coming back now. I think they went on vacation and went to the overall conference, so may not be available until Thursday, or if not next week. So as soon as they have those conference calls back up, I will let you know. But if you are interested in getting those, acquiring those trace minerals that are extremely beneficial, I don't care who you are, you can use them. You can definitely, definitely use them. And there's a business component to it. You can get some founder stock in the overall company that provides it, which basically means stock that's offered before the general population, before the IPO. If you have founder stock, you just want the overall stock to open. You don't care when, because when it does, you are in a very, very good position. So definitely that's available to you all. So for that, and then just once again, just text me 951-790-8330. Okay. Also, if you would like to acquire real money, you can do that by going to Prosperity Mint. And going to Prosperity Mint, you can see some of the overall silver, gold, platinum, and palladium that's available. And that is real money, ladies and gentlemen. And the wage of a king is gold. The wage of a queen is gold. The wage of a lady and a gentleman is silver. The wage of a slave is debt. And if even though we're paid as slaves, you don't have to save as one. You can save as a in real money, and that being the most, one of the most perfect forms of money that the great creator has ever made is silver, gold, platinum, palladium, and rhodium. Definitely want to do that. You could go to Prosperity Mint, check out what's in inventory, then email Prosperity Mint at info@prosperitymint.com, and so someone can make sure that you can explain the overall buying process to you. So with that being said, also, if you would like to get into these cryptocurrencies, I believe the seeing the cryptocurrencies are starting to make a move back. Let me see. One second. Let me check. And they were generally coming down the past couple of past 2 weeks or so, maybe just a little longer than that, past 16, 17 days. And then now, in my opinion, is going to make its overall climb backwards. Hovering around. So there are some gains. It was a little pullback on them, but they made up some of the gains as to before the drop. And so I anticipate that actually happening even more. And if you would like to engage in that, you could do that by going to rcryptocurrency.com, rcryptocurrency.com. And sign up for the overall program, and definitely will help you out. Once you do that, I will send you some videos on how you can be a part of that, and I'm very pleased by it all. So definitely that is there. So with that being said, let me think. Nope, I didn't forget anything. So we're going to jump into today's show, and we're going to jump into what's in the news. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025. Today's show. is going to be, I see my man Scotty, I'll be right there, Scotty. Today's show is start where you are and find others like you. Very, very important. Start where you are and find others like you. And that's in regard to preparing yourself and positioning yourself for what's going on. So that's today's show. And just before we get into what's in the news, I think my man Scotty may have something. Hey, Scotty, did you have something, brother?
Yes. Greetings to you, Dave. How are you this evening?
What's up, brother? I'm fantastic, Scotty. Sorry I came in a little bit late. Was running around. Before I say this, hey, I just want to say happy born day to my beautiful, beautiful queen. And I truly, truly appreciate and love everything about us. So I just wanted to say that happy born day to my queen. Go ahead, Scotty.
Well, happy birthday. yeah, happy birthday to your significant other. All right. So I just want to make a quick announcement, and I'm trying announce this on some of the other programs, but you may have noticed that the report for August, the statistical report, is like late. I mean, it's like real late. And I just want to explain that since we made that trip to Washington, D.C., and then I've been traveling to other places as well, went to the Chronic Conference and gave a presentation on Black radio as a revolutionary tool for our people. So I'm really, really behind on a lot of stuff. Now I'm doing Black Talk Radio news every day. And Dave, I don't have to tell you how much time can get ate up by just going over news stories and making sure that you're sharing. So that's taking up a lot of my time. But right now I'm in the process of adding
a whole lot.
I'm sorry, what was that, Dave?
No, I was saying, man, that takes a whole lot of time. Trying to coordinate and just, you know, put it together for everyone. And so, no, Scotty, I totally understand. And I'm not, you know, concerned about the report actually being late. I consider it, just a privilege to be a part of it in coming out. But, man, as Scotty knows and we know, Brother Davis knows. Anybody, Roz knows, getting this information to bring to you. I mean, we get up early in the morning to start to try to cipher through and to bring stuff that's relevant to you. And it requires a lot of energy, a lot of time. So, Scotty, I know how much time that takes. And then, you know, correlating it for a show presentation is not easy. So brother, this.
Uh-oh. Okay. Again, it looks like, man, this is something that I've been working on today. Our board is locking up for the conference line, so I'm trying to get that straight. Wow. Man, I tell you. Dave, I don't know if you can still hear me. Can you hear me, Dave? Okay, yeah, we got disconnected. Y'all bear with me as I reconnect to the program. Getting really tired of this. You are joining Black Talk Radio Network's Uber Conference Line. If you would like to make a comment during live programming or you are an invited guest, hit the star key twice on your dial pad. Wait for the host to acknowledge you and always remember to watch your background noise.
This conference is being recorded by the organizer.
Go on and then at any time, Scotty.
Okay, I'm back.
Okay, go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, that's one of the things I've been working on today to find out why the board keeps disconnecting. But what I was going to say is that the reports only go out to those who support this network. And what I mean by that is financial support. And you'd be surprised how many people listen or consume the media that's put out over the platform versus how many people actually support it financially. But those who take out BTR community subscriptions, you are supporting the network. You're not just supporting that platform, but you're supporting all our media operations. And so I'm going to start including you, adding, and that's what I'm doing right now, is adding all of those people to our donors list. so that they can get some of the behind the scenes news and just find out what's the impact of Black Talk Media Project, you know, in terms of what we're, how we're reaching the people. And, you know, last month we had 50,000 tune in to the station, just this station. That's not including the other stations on the platform. That's not including the podcast that's being downloaded. So I just wanted to apologize. I know a lot of BTR community listeners listen to Tando, and that's what the holdup is. And plus, we've changed some procedural things behind the scenes in terms of this report, and we're trying to just get everything together. But that should be out shortly. Let me just say shortly.
Brother, take your time. When you're ready to do it, no apology is ever needed, Scotty, because we greatly, greatly appreciate you. And I would just say this, for there's many people that listen to Black Talk Radio Network and actually consume. And one of the things I always say is that, you know, it's one thing to eat the fruit. It's another thing to feed the roots. And if you eat all of the fruit, then there will be nothing that the tree will bear to you, because you're not feeding your roots. Please, everyone, if Black Talk Radio Network has been something that has been, that you have been consuming, and you choose to consume, well, I would say make sure you feed the roots. Give a donation. Make sure it's on air, because you obviously appreciate it, and nothing is, you know, without a cost. And that cost is energy. Scotty's energy, the show host energy, the people that call in energy, those that post things and everything else, the contributors. So let's all do our overall significant portion to ensure that this is here. Because if it's not here, you will notice that the time that you have, that you've been spending listening to Black Talk Radio Network, you will have to reallocate that somewhere else, and it may not be as beneficial, nor it doesn't matter even if it is. You're not going to get what you get anywhere that like you get it here. That's why you're here. So make sure, let's support it. Do what it is that you can. All donations are greatly, greatly appreciated, no matter the size or the frequency. We just ask that you do something and do it as on a routine basis. I need to do more. We all need to do more. So let's make that commitment to ensure to Black Talk Radio Network, because, yes, Scotty started this. Scotty upholds this, but Black Talk Radio Network is now a person. It's now a person. It's a person that is actually dependent upon the people. And we want this baby to grow and be able to self-sustain itself. And you're a part of getting it there. And when it self-sustains itself, for those of you that have been donors and a part of this for a very long time, believe me, you will see as this grows, you will grow as well. And by you being who you are, that will not be forgotten. That will not be forgotten. I know, Scotty, that will not be forgotten. It's greatly, greatly appreciated. So let's increase our overall donor pool. That means if you haven't given, please give something. And if you can, do something more regularly, okay? So definitely that's for there, and Scotty will get that out as soon as possible. So, all right, so let's jump into what's in the news for today's show. Wow, start where you are and find others like you. All right, today's show, first article that I posted, this one came from the South China Morning Post. China must be ready for war on the Korean Peninsula. Beijing needs to come up with and backup plans, either on its own or with Washington and Seoul, in case the crisis in North Korea escalates into a conflict. Check out that article. Next article from Strategic Culture. A failing empire. Russia and China military strategy to contain the United States. Check out that article. Next article I got from South China Morning Post as well. 20,000 South Koreans killed per day The Terrifying Cost of War. Check out that article as well. Next article, I got this one from the Foreign Policy. California is already preparing for a North Korea nuclear attack. Check out that article. And you know what? Scotty made it. He said I need to read real quick. Let me go back. Okay, so from the Strategic Culture one, with a failing empire state, China, Russia and China military strategy to contain the U.S. Scotty says, hey, Dave, always read the subtitles to it. Yes, that's so true, to give you a little more background about things. Okay, so it says, looking at the global political landscape over the last months, two trends are becoming more apparent. The infamous military and economic power at the United States, at America's disposal is declining. And one thing I don't like when they put America signifying the United States. Well, there's South America, there's Central America, even though there isn't. You know, in North America, like, the United States is all of the Americas. You know, they are designated as all in Americas. No, it's not. So it's just the U.S. All right. Whereas in the multipolar fields, an acceleration has occurred in creating of a series of infrastructure mechanisms and procedures to contain and limit the negative effects of the American, meaning U.S., declining moment. Very, very important. And we'll take a look at some of that. And yes, this is very, 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 very true. Okay, so that's very, very, very important. Check out that one. All right. So, next article. This one comes from South China Morning Post. 20,000 South Korean killed per day. The terrifying cost of war. Celebrity figurehead U.S. President Trump threatened posture towards North Korea, most recently exhibited at the U.N., where he warned that the U.S. could totally destroy the country. So check out that article. Next article from Foreign Policy. Got this one from Foreign Policy. California is already preparing for a North Korean nuclear attack. Beware of radioactive pets and do not expect for the feds to show up anytime soon. By Winters, an investigative reporter based on Washington, D.C. She worked previously at the National Security Reporters at the inception in the breaking news, was reported on Fox News, flying like a Fox News within the United States. So check out that article. Next article. One second. Let me get this. Hopefully it can come down. Okay, next article. I got this one from the L.A. Times. In Washington State, listen to this. In Washington State, it's illegal to prepare for nuclear attack. That's a bit awkward these days. In jarring contrast to fostering vacation lands of Hood Canal, let me move this down, a selfish and bloated and boating paradise about 20 miles south of Seattle, a 560-foot-long black submarine silently comes and goes from within the water, and the skies and the sailors. What is this? Let me move this back. All right, a 557-long black submarine silently comes and goes amidst the water, skies, and sailboats, thanks to the ballistic missile submarine home ports at Naval Base Bangor, the latest concentration of deployment of nuclear weapons in the U.S. Yes, Washington State has a base there where their nuclear submarines get their overall deployment apparatus and deployment objectives and deployment methods put together, and they go out to sea. And in Washington, they say it's illegal to prepare for a nuclear attack. This is stupid. This is really, 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 really stupid. So check out that article, read it, and see what's going on there. Next article, I got this one from Lying Like a Fox News. As North Korea threatens EMP attack, questions over lapse in the U.S. grid security rises. For more than 15 years, security and intelligence officials, including former CIA director James Woolsey, has been raising the alarm bell about the vulnerability of the U.S. power grid to electronic magnetic pulse, otherwise known as EMP attack. Check out that. Definitely very, very important. This is going to be one of the feature articles for today. I got this one from the Daily Beast. The streets are not safe. Puerto Rico begs for U.S. help. From San Juan, Puerto Rico. On this American island still suffering terribly from the mighty Hurricane Maria's devastating impact, the feeling of desperation and anxiety is now mixed with fear at night when looters rule the streets. Hector owns one of the seven gas stations near San German, a municipality on the southern part of the island. So check out that article. Very, very important. Next article, I posted this one. This one comes from Russia Insider. Breaking news. Russia presents satellite proof of U.S. troops collaborating with ISIS in Syria. Man, this is a feature one for today's too as well. Next article, Rise posted this one. Let me pull this up real quick because it didn't download a drop into it. Here it is. USA Today. A timeline of events surrounding the Equifax data breach. Check out that article. Rise posted. Yes, much, much, much more going on here. So check out that article. Next article, Rise posted this one. And this one comes from, let me get back on the page and we'll get going in today's show. At any time you'd like to get in on the conversation on the show, give us a call, 866-510-9025. And especially if you missed out on calling yesterday. Next article, Rise posted this one from Business Insider. Watch Lockheed Martin laser beam system burn drones out of the sky. In a video from an August test, Lockheed Martin laser weapons system burns down five drones. Laser weapons have a huge advantage for the U.S. military since they are silent, invisible, and much cheaper than traditional missiles. Check out that article that's there. So that's what's in the news. And if you'd like to get in on the conversation at any time, give us a call, 866-510-9025. 866-510-9025. Hit **, and we will bring you up and would love to talk to you because a dialogue is much more important than Wise Wednesday, and we'll be waiting for that. So we'll let you know how that is going to go. Okay, so let's jump into today's show. And today's show, a couple of things I want to feature, but I want to pick back up from yesterday. I want to finish the one video. But real quickly, I want to jump into this breaking news and so that you all will know. As you know, there's a lot of things that are transpiring. And the overall call and reason for us to properly position ourselves is so, 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 so important. And I don't, you know, this is like preaching to the choir with you all. You know that. So I just want to bring you some information, and then I want you to make the necessary preparations and precautions to protect yourself, your family, and the overall community as much as possible. Oh, wait. All right. Let me just real quickly. All right. This is kind of disturbing. Let me let me see if I can confirm this article, this overall. Let me see if I can do that. Boy, knew that the daggone wouldn't take long for a false flag to jump off. Let me just real quickly, give me a second. Just was checking out some breaking news. I wanted to, see one second before I do this. Okay. Okay. All right. Let me, All right, let me see if I can pull this up real quickly. Something's got some, give you some breaking news in a minute. I don't like to, and I'll give you what that is in a minute. It's very, very, pretty significant happening. And it has to do with the Korean Peninsula. So let me just make sure before I bring this breaking news to you all. One second. So there is a, I want to just check this real quick before I, and forgive me for not being able to do two things at one time, but this is, so if this is, this is real, the another possible incident, significant incident may have happened in Korea. So let me just see here before I'm new to, this is the first time I heard about this. Let me just check this really quickly. It's unconfirmed reports. So I'm just going to try to see if I can gather as much as I possibly can. Let me see. No, it's okay. All right, there is a unconfirmed report. And meaning, so it's not quite sure if that is the case. So I really don't want to even report this. Oh, okay. Well, here we go. And I'm new. I haven't been following. Okay, no. That was a while ago. All right. There's an unconfirmed report. So I'm just going to say this as an unconfirmed report. There's an unconfirmed report that possibly a South Korean soldier was actually shot on the at the DMZ by a sniper, and they are speculating that it came from North Korea. How true this is, I don't know, but if it is true, it will be mainstream news relatively soon. I'm not watching mainstream news, so some of you may be, and it may have already broken, but we'll see. And so there's an unconfirmed shot, I mean, an unconfirmed report that a South Korean soldier was actually sniped at the DMZ today. So we'll see. Not sure if it's true, but if it is true, I wouldn't be surprised. But not only that, I wouldn't be surprised if you know, like past the wars of the past, all were engaged in by a started by a false flag. This definitely could be that. If it is, so you need to know and be ready for this. We knew something was going to possibly happen from this anyhow. So it says, so I guess that there is going to be a, if it is true, it will be a part of mainstream media relatively soon. So just wanted to give you that quick briefing. I'm not going to spend much time to it with it, but I'm going to wait for it to, however it's going to, if they're going to say it was a sniping or however it's going to be projected, really doesn't matter, because the overall methods and the overall plans of everything is going to, we knew it was going to be coming in some form, some fashion. You all need to be prepared for it. So there is a unconfirmed report that a shooting incident happened on the DMZ today, where a South Korean soldier was actually sniped and killed. So we will have to wait to see what that is all about. Let me see really quickly. So, and if there is, there's some of the speculation that celebrity figurehead Trump will actually have a response to that. So we will see. I don't know if I want to play it, but I'm going to play this real quick. This is not my video. This is from YouTube on that incident. South Korean soldier killed on the Korean DMZ. So let's see real quick. 1 second. Stop it. Now, why is that thing moving so fast? Okay, let me see. Here we go. It's only 16 seconds. Here we go. We'll see.
Unconfirmed reports say a South Korean soldier.
No, I'm not going to do that. We don't need to. If it is, it will come out, and then we will go from there. So just wanted to let you know that, and I will let you know if I confirm or if you find out anything about it. Definitely, you know, chime in, give us a call, let us know, because I'm not watching lamestream media. Wouldn't be surprised, because this serves the overall purpose of what's happening. So that's there, and I'll try to do some work on the break on this real quickly. Okay, so let's get into today's show. Today's show is something that I want to pick up real quickly. One of the articles that I posted, and this has everything to do with us definitely preparing, and it starts with you, and for you to get with like-minded individuals. What I think is necessary for us to do is for us also to do it collectively as Tando Radio Show listeners, Black Talk Radio Network listeners. We can expand outwardly from there, and it needs to be formalized in a way, and I think it needs to be a very structured, unstructured. And I say that for the reason of, you know, when things aren't as structured as well, it's harder to infiltrate or to compromise. So, and I don't think that Black Talk Radio Network, if we did do things like that, it would be compromised, but it very well could be. The key is for us to maintain, for that not to happen by remaining true to what it is that you're trying to do, and that's just preparing, then you'll be fine. So one of the articles that I want to share with
Dave.
You, and this one comes from Russia Insider. There was I heard someone in queue real quick. Let me go back. It might have been Scotty. Let me see if that was. One second.
Yeah, that was me,
Dave. Back on. Oh, hey, go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, somebody posted on Reddit that a soldier from Chulwon was shot in the head. He was transferred to a local hospital where he was pronounced dead. It is unclear whether this was an accident or activities of the North Koreans. Considering that this area has frequent live fire training exercises, it is too soon to tell whether this was a training accident or a sniper. Citizens are concerned this could be North Korean activity. The area is close to North Korea, but it hasn't been established whether North Korean shootings could be possible.
Thank you, Scotty, my man. Appreciate it. And now I'm going to tell you, it could, you know, this could have been a sniper event, a sniping event that's being blamed on North Korea as well. So all things are possible. That's how all of the major wars have started in the past. And we'll see how this turns out and what the overall U.S. response to it all will be. And yesterday, North Korea said that they will treat U.S. overall violation of airspace towards North Korea as an act of war, even if they are not in North Korean airspace but are moving towards North Korean airspace, and they said that they will shoot them down. For whatever that means, that sets up everything for a false flag to happen, to be there. So if it does, we'll know. But either way, we'll be prepared because we have to be, and this is why we do what we do, and I greatly appreciate. Thank you, Scotty, for that one. All right, there's an article that, and we need to follow up on that. I will follow up on that and see how it all turns out. And then I always like to say there's markers that we have, and different markers give you an idea of why and how why you should be doing things and at what interval and at what speed you should be doing it. Things could be speeding up. The rhetoric and everything else says that they're telling us, they're telling you, we're going to do war, we're going to do the war. So guess what? They're going to do it. When, how, and all of this, don't know. But the best thing to do is to properly prepare for it, and so what? They do or they don't do it, you'll be in a better position. And this is what today is really going to be about. And I want to give some examples of that. All right, so very, very important article from Russia Insider. Here's what it says. Breaking, meaning breaking news. Russia presents satellite proof of U.S. troops collaborating with ISIS in Syria. Russia TV just released a report based on these pictures and the statements below from the Russian Defense Ministry. The pictures, let me move you down. The pictures purport to show U.S. Humvees and other equipment operating freely in ISIS-controlled territory. As Mike Whitney predicted in an article carried this morning in Russia Insider. Events are pushing Russia and America into a standoff. And they show the satellite that Russia used to triangulate everything. It shows that. Goes on. This is a statement from Russia's defense ministry. Transcripts for a video follows below. U.S. Special Operation Forces, or SOF, units enabled U.S.-backed Syrian SDF, Syrian Democratic Forces, units to smoothly advance through the ISIS formation, facing no resistance from the ISIS militant. The SDF units are advancing along the left shores of the Euphrates. The aerial photo made on September the 8th through September the 12th. Over the ISIS locations recorded a large number of American Humvees vehicles, which are in service with the American Special Forces, basically Special Operation Forces. The shot clearly shows the U.S. SOF units located at strongholds that have been equipped by ISIS terrorists. Though there is no evidence of assault, struggles, or any U.S.-led coalition airstrikes to drive these militants out. Despite the U.S. strongholds being located in the ISIS area, no screening patrols have been organized at them. This suggests that the U.S. troops feel safe in the terrorist control region. Here is this grand transcript, parts in bold. Let me move this down. Don't go out on me, but it's going to do it. Okay, come on. Okay, here is the transcript. Best parts in bold. The Russian Ministry of Defense. The Russian Ministry of Defense just released several satellite images of ISIS-held areas showing coordinated actions of the U.S. military and ISIS forces in the ISIS-held area on September the 8th through 12th. Without resistance from ISIS, the U.S. Special Forces are present and moving through the town. On ISIS territories, recording a large number of American Humvees, which are in service with the American U.S. forces. Shots clearly show the U.S. Special Forces unit located at strongholds that have been equipped by the ISIS terrorists. Though there is no evidence of assault and struggle, the U.S.-led coalition airstrikes to drive them out. Moreover, the U.S. troops feel safe in ISIS-held territory, despite that the U.S. strongholds being located in ISIS areas. No screen patrols have been organized. So what is this, ladies and gentlemen? Real quick, what is this? One thing that I said is that pretty soon there will be information that will be brought to actually prosecute the U.S. in the overall global opinion of the world. Yes, it could be done in other things, but it was going to be done in a more deliberate way. This is the purge, ladies and gentlemen. This is the purge. You knew this. The world knew this. But now they're going to present it for a reason. They're going to present it for the purpose of prosecuting, purpose for sanction, purpose for war, purpose for retribution, purpose for reparations. And the world is going to demand that. But first, the world is going to purge itself of the U.S. And I would just say this, in purging itself of the U.S., it will not have anything that will ever change. It's much bigger than that. Much bigger. It's much bigger than what we see. The overall agenda is a subversive, cunning, silent movement of opportunity that we need to no longer energize. And because we don't, we have the wars, the famines, the disease, the poverty, and the loss of our true potential. Because our energy is being siphoned in a direction it would otherwise not be used. Very, very important. This is huge. And this is going to cause for the overall demise. And this is also the trigger for the start of the false flag era. Once this type of information comes out, there needs to be a major false flag that needs to happen to suppress it. They want it to be out so people will know, and then they'll come back and use it later on. So when I first read this morning, I said, okay, Dave, this means that you need to expect a major false flag coming up relatively soon. Boom. What could have happened in North Korea could be it, may not be it. But if it is it, I'm not surprised at all. Nor should you be. Nor should you be. So we are very near some things that are going to change in our lives that we need to be continuously aware of. What I want to do real quickly, there's a real, real short YouTube video that I'm going to play about this. It's real, real short. I think it's like only 1 minute. Then I want to get back into the killing fields, Hurricane Harvey. So this one is 1 minute and 27 seconds. Let me chew this baby up. I want you to hear this. This is from Russia Insider. Okay? It's from Russia Insider. So here we go. Let me play this for you. 1 second.
Россия опубликовала аэрофотоснимки территорий, подконтрольных боевикам Сирии. И, по мнению экспертов, они доказывают скоординированные...
My overall Russian language is not good to interpret. That wasn't the one that I wanted. So... But I think that goes all the way through. So they basically just said what we had. But let me see if I can find this on another one, because this one actually comes straight out of Russia. Now, are they all one in accord? Of course. So I'm not going to find the English version on there. I thought it was going to be the English version. Either way, but that's what's happening, and this is what is going to be used to perpetuate this overall World War III that's going to turn into Global Nuclear War I. So you definitely, definitely need to be made aware of it. So now what I want to do real quickly is that we got to the 17 minute of the last video with the killing fields. Hold on 1 second. All right, so we got to the 17-minute part. I want to pick up from there and then pick up today's story, and there's another article I want to read to you all that's significant. And that the significance of that article is from Puerto Rico. But probably let me do that one first before playing it. Let me just go through that. How much time we got? We got 10 minutes before the break. Yeah, what I'll do is I'm going to just start this real quickly. And I would just say to you all, man, the key to preparing is you prepare when no one else is looking. You don't wait for something to happen and then all of a sudden try to have to get things that you need. You will find yourself doing exactly what the system has indoctrinated and taught you to do, to be unprepared, to be vulnerable, to be the perfect victim, to be the perfect slave. And there's a method to that. And there are individuals and there are entities that have mastered that art. And the overall evidence of that mastery is what we call civilization, which ain't civilized at all. Not at all. So there's an article from the Daily Beast. And I want you to really think about this. You know, we've seen Hurricane Katrina, we've seen Harvey and everything else, Irma and Maria. And those of us on the outside that haven't been directly impacted by it all, it's very easy from what we've been taught in school to have a sense of ennui and not pay much attention to it because it doesn't really matter because I need to do what I need to do for today. And I want you to really think about it. What is it that you do every day? What is it that you really, really do? What is it that we've been taught to do on a broad overlapping scale? We have been taught to uphold the system of subjugation and enslavement every day. Every day. And because of that, we're in a position of complete disadvantage. And we're not ready for anything. We're unprepared. And that's what the system really wants from us. So I want to pull up this article. The streets are not safe. Hopefully this loads up for me well. Hopefully it does, and I think it will. But if not, we'll go to the commercial break and we'll come back to this afterwards. We don't want for you to be caught trying to scramble, and there is no response. You're not being, it's even less than being responsive to what's happening. What is really happening is that you are being led by the overall events. You're being led in a direction that those that created that event, they are leading you to a place that they want you to be in. And that is not a position of advantage for you, your family, our community, anyone at all. So real quick, we're getting ready to go to a commercial break, and if you'd like to get in on the conversation, what I want to do is I want to read this real quickly. And I want this to sink in. Don't think because it's happening somewhere else it's not going to happen to you. What is going to happen to you is what the system wants under the degree and under the method, the methodical choice that they make. Here may be one thing is going to be something else somewhere else, but the overall outcome will remain the same. And here it is. This is from the Daily Beast. It says, powerless. The streets are not safe. Puerto Rico begs U.S. for help. Think about that. When you're unprepared, you will be begging the very system that created things for help. we've been saying this and we've been hammering this with you all since the start of Tando Radio Show, so that you won't beg unless it is a strategical decision. The article, I'm going to start it and then we'll pick it back up. The island is not just trying to recover, it's trying to reconnect with the rest of the world. The situation is disastrous and they are begging for more help. Now, you can take out the word "the island" and you can substitute that word "island," the island, and you can put, "if unprepared, we will not just be trying to recover, we will be trying to reconnect."
Okay, we may have lost Brother Dave. He may have dropped off the board. I don't see him on the board. So I'll go ahead and go to this break, and then he can reconnect during the break. You're listening to Tando Radio Show on the Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back. Program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com. All right, Dave, do we got you back on the board, bro?
Got me back. Sorry about that, Scotty. I thought I was still talking and everything else, and just was told, hey, you were knocked off like a minute ago. So sorry about that, everyone. So what we'll do is what I was talking about. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Sorry about that. What I was doing is that there was an article that I want to play for you, I want to read to you, and it's really significant for what we're going to be talking about here on today's show, the importance of us really, 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 really preparing, especially for what's happening, the false flag. We are in the false flag season. Just before the false flag season was the assassination season. That went through. Now we're, in my opinion, we're in the false flag, and the whole thing is a false flag as in regards to what's happening. So one of the things that I was saying was that the system – if you really think about what do we do every day, we actually uphold the overall path that those that control resources and those that want to subjugate and enslave people, we actually uphold that path in our daily lives. And I want you to do something adverse to that, because it is not civilization. And we call it civilization, that overall path of destruction, but it's not civilized at all. And I want to read something to you from the Daily Beast. It says, powerless. The streets are not safe. Puerto Rico begs the U.S. for help. What I want to prevent is from you begging. those that created the situational condition from you begging for their overall for you begging from them. And the sub goes this way. The island is not just trying to recover, but it's trying to reconnect with the rest of the world. The situation is disastrous, and they are begging for more help. Now I want to read it to you this way. For those of us that think that nothing will happen to us, just like everyone else, other places didn't think that this could happen to them. Now, one of the things about this system is that they are geographically aware of what they can use against every single person. Just because one area got hit with hurricanes, and then if you think, well, I don't have to worry about that, so I don't need to prepare, you are sadly mistaken. And one of the things that is going to encompass and blanket everything is war. Everything. So now, this article should read, for those that are unprepared, it should read, and we would take out the island, and it should read this way. Those that are unprepared is not just trying to recover. They are trying to reconnect with the rest of the world. The situation that they now find themselves in is disastrous, and they are begging for more help. I want you to prepare so you won't beg. I want you to position yourself so that you won't be the paving of positioning. And I want you to really think, especially now that we moved into the different beck and callings for something that could be extremely violent, extremely detrimental, and extremely dangerous and toxic for everyone, especially here. It won't just be in Puerto Rico, won't just be in Houston, won't just be in Florida, will be at your doorstep. We just want you to have the significant and the sufficient amount of preparation before that time happens, because once the act happens, you are now beholden to the overall path of destruction and the overall current of that. Article goes on. San Juan, Puerto Rico, on this American island, still suffering terribly from mighty Hurricane Maria, devastating impact. The feeling of despair and anxiety is now mixed with fear at night when looters rule the street. Hector owns one of the 7 gas stations near San German, a municipality on the southwest part of the island. Half of the rooftops of his gas station was stripped away by Maria, Hurricane Maria, but the storm didn't cause most of the damage he now has to deal with. Why would they do this to me? Everyone knows me around here. I've always been nice to my clients, Hector told the Daily Beast as he looked at shattered glass windows and empty food racks. Stop there. Hector, what in the world? Do we think, are we delusional? And it's not, and I'm not picking on this individual known as Hector. Are we delusional to think that this system considers you a necessary human being, or do they consider you property? I'm going to tell you, they consider you property. And when the property starts to lose its overall required value, the property owner interjects him or herself to force their best interest to be upheld. And I say that way for this reason. This system is going to surprise many a people that thought that, nah, that can't happen. That's a conspiracy theory. Why is this very, very... Puerto Rico is a part of the overall psychological profiling and data mining to see exactly what they could do to push the button. See, why were the windows broken, and why did Hector think that his clients would not behave that way towards him? Because he was delusional. And many of us are delusional about... When things go haywire, people go from civilized to feral very quickly. And I don't want you to be caught in that. So what else did he think was going to happen when the overall agenda to turn the lights out on Puerto Rico was in effect? Did he not think, did he not prepare for the lights to go out in Puerto Rico? As a store owner, how in the world could you not think that? But see, if you were a prepper and you would have known the possibilities, you wouldn't have had this overall conversation recorded this way. The overall individual that has been watching and seeing and preparing for things would have had an appropriate response to it.
Hey, Dave.
Goes on. Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, I don't know if you can see the board or not, but you do have a call. But to your story about not being prepared, I read a story about several elderly people dying from heat strokes and stuff in a nursing home in Florida after I don't know which hurricane it was, knocked out the power. Now, I'm saying to myself,
Irma.
Yeah, I'm saying to myself, considering the fragility of elderly people, especially those in a nursing home, I mean, why wasn't there a generator? Why didn't they have generators? You get a generator for $400, $500.
Right.
I was just so disgusted at that. But you do have a call. Wanted to let you know.
Yeah, I see it now. I'll go to the caller and say, exactly, Scotty. And that same thing is for us. You know these things are possible. You need to prepare for it. It doesn't matter how much you think you have or how little you think you have. You have to be diligent about what you do have and do what you can, because the overall mentality of a prepper is more valuable than the resources of a prepper. So let's go to NYC. My man T is there. Go ahead, Thomas. What's up, brother?
Peace, Father Dave, man. What's up?
Peace, T.
That story Scotty just mentioned, I remembered that, and I took a lot of interest to that story about the nursing home, because my aunt, before she passed, was in that lovely nursing home down in Hollywood, Florida. And
wow,
the part that was crazy, man, that's a murder investigation now, because those nine elderly people who died, the hospital was literally across the street from them. Fully operational generated hospital, but those people would not put them in there, put them in the hospital, I think, because they'll lose some of their stipend for having those people there, or they might have to pay for the health care, the medical bills, so they kept them there, and also that they knew that their generation system wasn't working properly because they failed a state inspection, and the state came back and said they did pass the inspection, but obviously they didn't, because no alarm went off to indicate that the generator stopped working. It was supposed to have, I guess, an alarm. So either way, they're in big trouble, man. They just murdered those nine old elderly people in Florida. And but what you're saying about the disasters is so true. And especially in the case, if you're on an island, I mean, imagine that storm surge is going to come in one side, it's just going to go right out the other, you know? So it's, you really have no inland gap. What I wanted to call in about, and I was telling Roz about this, Mel and Jerry, that I watched this documentary on North Korea. Came on CNN, and I thought it was very interesting, because they had a whole huge city in North Korea fully modernized with about, I say, 50
the Capitol City
building.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
gorgeous building.
Gorgeous. Built in like 6 months. He told them, put the army, he said, listen, y'all got 6 months to build it, and if y'all don't build it, heads are coming off. And they built it. So, I mean, we can do it. I mean, I'm looking like, man, these people are
right, genius. Thomas.
They got their own cell phone companies. Like, you think that their technology is behind ours? They're right on par with South Korea. And I'm thinking, man, we could be teaching our people this. So, I mean, I look
right,
at them
Pete.
As not this evil empire, which, you know, they could be, but I'm looking at the potential of what we could do, looking at them and seeing how they've been able to get as far as to create their own nuclear missile. I mean, imagine if we could put a nuclear missile in Harlem and tell them we dare y'all to shoot somebody again. You know, like, I know that's kind
right.
of far-fetched,
right.
but I'm just
no, it's not far-fetched.
Mental capacity of we can do some things, some big things, in a short amount of time and see a result of it. You know, I think a lot of us struggle with the fact that, man, this is such an insurmountable task to get out of this system that, you know, we're never going to see the progress. And I think that, you know, looking at them to show you that, yeah, we can see the progress. I mean, they rebuilt Black Wall Street in like 2 years after the first Wall Street got burnt down. So we can do it. And I'll mute my line, Dave.
Man, well said to you. No, it's not far-fetched. And let me tell you why what Thomas is saying is not far-fetched. Because if you defend yourself, a bully doesn't want to have anything to do with you. A bully goes to where? Where they can bully. Where they can bully. So, no, it's not far-fetched and is well stated, because the overall moral of that is that we can do it. And, yeah, I've seen the pictures of and everything else, and we already know what the relentless human spirit will do. One of the things that we have to do is that we don't do these things is because we are fully, fully engaged, and we fully, fully are domesticated to upholding the system of our own subjugation. Think about your everyday. The general population's every day of their work day is structured around upholding a system that's not beneficial to them. And if that system wasn't existent, how many of us would be doing what we're doing now? Or how many of us would be doing what we've been doing? None, hardly. Our overall talents and our overall development in would be probably in a different, complete different direction. If you're a baseball player and there's no place to play baseball, but it's the only place for you to play hockey, then you're going to play hockey and your baseball skills are going to be diminished. So your overall baseball skills will diminish and your hockey skills will start to develop and strengthen. Our overall subjugation, our sovereignty and our self-determination skills have been totally demolished because we don't use them. But our overall subjugation and enslavement skills are getting stronger because we energize that every day. And we wonder why this is crazy. This is crazy. Right. Because we want something else that we're not doing. That's what makes it crazy. We want something else, but we keep doing the opposite. And the opposite effects are coming about that is adverse to what we want. And it's not going the direction that we want to. So we think it's crazy. No, it's not crazy. It's an example of perfection. Whatever you give energy to becomes powerful and relevant. We shouldn't be looking at this as being crazy. This is perfect. So now let's change what we're giving our energy to and see the perfection blossom in another direction. It's the truth. It's the truth. Before we continue to be begging for relief, begging for aid, begging, begging, begging. And till we see that as people, and we stop giving energy to the excuses. One thing about the system doesn't need to defend itself because we make every excuse to uphold it every day of our lives. Not only do we make the excuses to uphold it, we uphold it. So it never needs to defend itself. We make an impenetrable wall for it to stand on, an impenetrable foundation for it to build off of. And I'm going to tell you, it's the best thing for us because of here. What we should be doing is seeing that example, and now we just change our overall direction and our overall energy calls and our overall energy determination and our overall energy will, we can still produce the same amount of progress. The enslavement and subjugation agenda has had great steps of progress. It has multiplied itself by leaps and bounds. Why? Because of the overflowing of energy that goes into it. And it has to start with you. All of the solutions to everything has always been with you. It just needs to be re-engaged by you. You can't put the ingredients for Kool-Aid in. You can't make the ingredients for lemonade and expect it to be wine. If you're looking for wine, you have to follow the process and the ingredients of creating wine. If you're going to turn the water into wine, that simply means is that you're going to have to change your energy so that your energy is conducive for the overall creation of wine. That is the solution to it all. Very easy. But the complexity comes in the application part of it all. Will you do it? Will we do it? And for those of you that see that and understand that, I would say to you, you don't. Said it the other day. How do you eat a elephant? One bite at a time. There was a process to get here. There's going to have to be a process to get out. And I would say start that process with you. Because you're here. And it's the appropriate thing for us to do is to get out. Appropriate thing for us to do is to get out. Now, I want to go to another caller that's in queue, and I believe it's my man, Roz. Roz, is that you?
Oh, yes, sir. How you doing?
My brother. What's up, Roz?
Hey, I'm good. Peace to you, of course, to Brother Scotty, my big brother, and to Brother Thomas, of course, that's my brother, too. I just wanted to say it's a great show. Thomas and I had a great conversation about North Korea last night, and we were building about those things in regards to the lessons we can learn from them to create our own independent systems from the system and have our own autonomous internet and things of that nature in a similar vein to what they've done. I mean, geez, we have all of the experts here. The person who facilitated the internet was a black male. Like, a lot of this stuff is stuff that we are inherently involved in different ways. So if we can use that educational information and put it towards self-sustaining systems like Scotty did. I mean, Scotty's a prime example of exactly what Thomas was talking about. And that's what I love about him. And that's what actually just, to me, just makes him a genius. Like, he's brilliant.
Right.
And these are the types of examples that we can take. And just to get further into this, it's really interesting because I've been in touch with a few of my people from the islands or with family from the islands. And a good friend of mine who's a Rasta, his family's from Barbados, he had told me that they had missed all of the hurricanes. Thankfully, they made it through okay. I'm waiting to hear from one of my best friends. He's Dominican, but both of his children are from Puerto Rican women. So I'm waiting to hear from him about their family and if they're able to get in touch with them, because they just haven't heard, and a lot of people haven't been in touch with their relatives. And I just saw that Tommy Sotomayor, they said they just located his family, but I'm like, hey, he's a politician. He's a white Puerto Rican, so, you know, they're going to do things to help them that they're not going to do to help the ordinary citizens there. And it was interesting because my wife, earlier today, she was, like, crying about what was happening there. And as I was explaining to her about the $70 billion they were in debt, you know, in Puerto Rico prior to everything happening, the theft of all of everyone's pensions through the hedge funds that were held in Puerto Rico, and the fact that Puerto Rico was a slave colony of the United States and is still treated as a slave colony, and they're not going to get any help. I posted an article earlier talking about them begging the U.S. for help. And she was just completely devastated, but I told her, I said, listen, the plan is to gentrify Puerto Rico. They're going to do to Puerto Rico what they did to Louisiana. You know, they're going to clear it out. They're going to have a bunch of rich white people. I'm sure Donald Trump's going to be one of them, because he also bought property in Louisiana after Hurricane Katrina. And exactly, they're going to build hurricane-proof buildings and make everything storm-proof, and then have a flood of white people move in, take over, and it's going to be like the new vacation spot and the new place for them to go and hide out after they steal from the mainland. They'll run there and spend the rest of their lives there. And that's what I see them setting up Puerto Rico for. And also just the resources. Actually, Thomas and I were talking about that. The sheer number of resources in these islands just makes it such a... I mean, the hurricanes are just the most profitable means for these people to displace the population and steal everything. And this is exactly what we're going to see taking place on a regular basis, I think, just with the sheer number of hurricanes that they're creating. And then on top of that, the power of these hurricanes is really just creating a situation that's going to be untenable in a lot of the islands. And then I just saw information saying that Donald Trump started prototype wall building in San Diego, yet he hasn't given a dime to Puerto Rico. Just earlier this week, they were saying that America was going to dedicate $700 billion to the military-industrial complex, but they're not sending a dime to Puerto Rico. They just got another extra trillion-plus dollars in debt after these storms came through, so we're now at $20-plus trillion, and they're about to add another trillion on top of that to fund the military. So I was telling my wife, just based on what they were doing last week with funding the military, this should just let you know they're preparing for war with North Korea. They wouldn't have added almost $1 trillion to the military budget unless they had plans to do something with them as far as really, really entangling themselves in some sort of military conflict with them. And this kind of ties me into, there's a documentary on PBS that's going to end up being a 10-part documentary series called The Vietnam War that I've been watching, and I just finished watching episode 6. And one thing that they made abundantly clear was, as much as the U.S. was really losing the war to these seemingly simple, primitive, ingenious, short Asian people, that the military predicated their success based on the number of non-white bodies they could accumulate. So to me it made important to understand, for these dominating white supremacists, the overall linchpin is how many of us they can kill. Population control. And then they had a brother who went to Vietnam and fought and almost died and went through all kinds of stuff. And he talked about his experience when he was in the military, having to fight along white supremacist soldiers that came from, you know, the area that he was in Boston. He was from Roxbury. And he said, you know, when they got over there, everybody was considered brothers because they were all American. So in other words, they were all united under this banner of dominating white supremacy by warfare against these Vietnamese people. Yet he wasn't being treated properly in his own city before he went to war. And then he said when he came back from war, he was fresh, got off the plane. He was waiting in California in Roxbury to take a cab home after landing in California. And he had explained that when he had gotten to Roxbury that no cabs would pick him up. And it took a white state trooper, stopped the cab and said, "You're going to take this guy home. He's a soldier. He's a U.S. Marine, and you're going to take him home." And that was how he got home. And he said, "Wait a minute. I went overseas, you know, killing these people for this country, what he thought was his military duty, and he said, I can't even catch a cab in my own country, you know. And then on top of that, he said they were talking about how after Martin Luther King was killed, this documentary is incredible. After Dr. Martin Luther King was killed, they were talking about all the different riots, well, really uprisings. I don't call them riots, but uprisings that took place in black communities. They said over 100 cities across the United States were burning, and they named the major ones. And he had said that they stationed him, the military called him to go to D.C., and he thought he was going to protect property. So he said, I was under the assumption they would give us batons or something to kind of fend off anybody that was trying to blow up buildings. He said they gave him an M60 and a flat jacket and told him to shoot every black person he saw. And he said that he refused to do it because he said, I have family in D.C. I'm from Roxbury. He said, basically, you're telling me to grab a gun and kill my own family. And he said, I'm not doing it. And he said they actually ended up reprimanding him and discharging him from the military for not picking up a gun to go kill black people in D.C. after the uprisings began after the murder of Martin Luther King. So for all of those young people that are listening who are thinking about the military as an option, these are the decisions you're going to have to make. When they get those SEMA camps together and they start rounding up people who will probably be family members of yours, neighbors of yours, people you grew up with, people across the country you might be in contact with or know, you're going to have to make a choice. Am I going to take the side of this system and facilitate murdering my family and my own people, or am I going to divest from that and use potentially that same weapon and that flak jacket that they were giving you to kill your own to put it against the people who are trying to kill the people in your community? Because it's going to come to that. We are going to come to that here very rapidly as they're ratcheting up on all of this stuff. And it's something that we have to think about really thoroughly, the situations that we put ourselves in, and really try to educate our children, especially because these are the people that they're indoctrinating. Young people don't have an understanding of how we got to where we are. And that is the importance of teaching our children about the system, teaching our children history, not just history in the United States, but global history, because it gives you an understanding of how the system was functioning in a myriad of places around the world at the exact same time. Don't just study what was happening in the U.S. in 1865. Study what was happening in Britain, in Germany, in Africa, all over the African continent, the Far East. Put them all together and you'll get a holistic picture of how the system really, really works to destroy people and turn people against one another. And that was one of the greatest lessons I learned from that Vietnam documentary, is how they turn people who are in the same family, the same country, the same city, and they make them like just the most overtly murderous towards their own people. So we have to really start thinking about that and making the proper choices and helping our young people understand what they're being indoctrinated to do and perpetuate. Sorry for taking so long, but I'll mute my line.
Did we lose Dave again? Dave, you still on the line, or did you mute yourself? Dave, you still on the line? Sorry for these technical issues. Dave, I see you on the board, but we cannot hear you. I just want, while we wait on Dave, I just want to say something to what Ross just shared. And I know that you are not underestimating our young people, but I was a young man in the military when I came to those conclusions that I was a tool of white supremacy. This was after reading Malcolm X's book. When the L.A. rebellions occurred after Rodney King, after the slave catchers that beat Rodney King, I talked to some of my closest friends in the military, and I asked them the question, what would you do if they called us out to L.A. and gave us live rounds and told us to fire on our people? What would you do? So don't. I'm not saying you are, but don't underestimate our young people's ability to critically think about these situations. We should be talking to our members that are in the military and posing these same questions to them, you know, about if they gave you orders that were immoral or whatnot, what would you do? What would you do? So definitely that is something we need to have a conversation, especially with our people who are in the military. Dave, do we got you back? Let me mute Dave and unmute him. Maybe he's having some issues. Not sure. Let me see. All right, so we're going to go ahead and take a station identification break, and we will hopefully reconnect with Dave on the other side. Again, sorry for these issues.
Talk Radio, your choice for digital black radio, new black media for the new millennium.
Welcome back to Tando Radio Show. Again, I don't see Dave on the board. I have called him to get him connected. Okay, I see him on the board now. Let me see if we can.
I'm here.
Okay, all right, we got you back, Dave.
Okay, sorry about that. You know, I didn't know. I made a mistake and hit the mute on my phone by mistake. With my hand. I'm so sorry, everyone.
Hey, stuff happens,
Dave. Sorry
about
that, Scott.
Don't worry about that. Hey, but to Ross, other point, I wonder if Ross remember the story of the black Muslim soldier in Iraq who was constantly hearing other soldiers referring to other Muslims in a derogatory fashion, calling them ragheads and other dehumanizing name calling and whatnot. And he took a grenade and he lobbed it in the command tent and took out a whole bunch of them white supremacists.
I remember that. Yep. I definitely remember.
Oh, I'm sorry for interjecting. Yes, I do remember that. And you're right. I didn't underestimate the intelligence and the moral constitution of our young people. Is just something that I wanted to put out, because this brother, just when he was looking at the camera and telling the look, you can see the look of shock on his face when they gave him that gun and told him to shoot down black people in D.C. And it was just a powerful thing. And it, weirdly enough, you made me think of something else. There was a white officer who literally said something that just to me, it just kind of put the system out there on Front Street. He said that as deadly, as horrific as Vietnam was, he said it was the greatest and most exhilarating high he had ever had, going on the specs of killing non-white people. So he literally said that he was getting a drug-like high off of killing non-white people. And he said the one thing that he looks back on today and he regrets is that when he was in Vietnam, he allowed a group of soldiers he was with to rape a Vietnamese woman that he did nothing to assist her or help her. He said he could have, but he didn't. And that in hindsight, he thought about his mother, his wife, and his own daughter, and he started to tear up. And I said, wow, that's interesting that you have this feeling however many years after the war, but yet to just wholesale kill people you thought was the most exhilarating thing you had ever gone through, no matter how many grenades, RPGs, and bullets whizzed by your head. You thought it was great to just kill people who didn't look like you because some more powerful white person sent you to their country where you shouldn't have been in the first place to get involved in a regional conflict. So yeah, it's powerful. And I think a lot of what's in that documentary is going to be a precursor to what we see moving forward once everything starts to ratchet up with the physical combat in regards to this war that's brewing right now. And I agree with you, Dave. We're already at war. The thing is that the first official shot hasn't been fired yet, but a lot of unofficial shots have been going on for a long time. So thanks again. I'll mute my line.
So true. We got another caller in queue. Brother Davis is there. Brother Davis, go ahead, my brother. Always good to hear the voice of a friend.
Absolutely, my brother and my friend. My brothers and sisters, I want to call and give you an update on tomorrow night's show. And in my research, I'm finding that, has anyone ever heard of radiated gardening? Well, let me give you some insight. It's when they radiate spice seeds so a specific attribute of the seed does not grow. This is just another form of GMO. And the reason why I'm bringing this to your attention is because you're going to see a lot of new fruits and vegetables in your stores that have nothing to do with the natural growing process. So the show tomorrow night is going to be called Giving Importance to Mother Nature. And the reason why I chose that is because there was at one time when women literally controlled the world. That was far before the times that we are in now, when the man has exalted himself above and beyond. But when women controlled the earth, Mother Earth was a common term. And the reason why was because everything comes from the womb. And the earth is a womb. We plant seeds in it. It gives us the natural vegetables and fruit that our bodies know what to do with. We have to make an understanding that in this next transition, we're going to have to return to Mother Earth, because there's so many things we cannot trust. So I'm looking forward to you at tomorrow night's show. And do keep in mind this, that everything you eat now can affect how you live later, because we are what we eat and we're as spiritual as our thoughts. So stay tuned for tomorrow night's show. Brother Davis is going to be coming at you with some information that I hope will give us all a little revelation. Okay, Dave, like once, as usual, you do banging it up, brother. And I mean, I'm sitting back in queue enjoying.
Man, Brother Davis, thank you so much. Looking forward to Wise Wednesday tomorrow. So essential for us all. Definitely. Yes, and then we got another caller out of Newport we're going to go to. But go ahead, Thomas, go ahead.
What Brother Davis just said was so true, because they put a Whole Food here in Harlem. They closed Pathmark, which would have been like our Publix or our Kroger's. They went out of business. And they put a Whole Food here. And, you know, it's beautiful, all the good green foods. But they got cotton candy grapes. I mean, grapes that taste like cotton candy. I mean, how do you do that? So, I mean, they got grapes the size of baby carrots, you know, and they taste like plums. So I'm just saying that, what they're doing with the food, they call it designer food. And pretty soon we're going to have Jolly Rancher grapes, and now later tasting grapes, because, I mean, it's like they could inject them with anything and get away with them and call them organic and call them GMO-free. And there's no way that could be GMO-free. So, the last thing I want to say, to the point earlier, look at Cuba. They never ask for help. They're not reliant on the system. They're self-dependent. They never, you know, we need the U.S. They had the same hurricane everyone else got, and you don't see them asking no one for nothing. And from what I see, they just thriving. So the dependency on the system is really a big, huge problem. And I'm my line. Thank you.
So true. We got another caller out of Newport. Let's go to this brother that was there. I got the message that he sent. Welcome to Tando Radio Show out of Newport. If you'd like to give your name, you could do that. Or what is your question or comment? Looking forward to hearing from you. Go ahead, brother.
My name is Otis Griffin. I'm ex-military. I served back in the 70s in Titan missiles. So I'm well aware of what you're talking about. I didn't want to stay on the food part too much, but if you can understand that Amazon just bought Whole Foods because they've going to be able to mass produce food without having to worry about it being stuck in the ground and be seasonal. So you already know that is about maximum return on your dollar, and it really doesn't care what effect that product has on the human body. And we are a organic filter for everything. So when they tell you it doesn't matter, you're just basically taking your life in your own hands. But I also put in the chat room so you can see, we talk about going to war with other people, but our whole finance system, and I listen to you quite a bit because I follow Max and Scotty for about 5 or 6 years, and I listened to your show usually kind of quiet in the background. But I just quickly say, the shock doctrine is something that I learned in the 70s as a part of the military.
Yes, sir.
We ravaged South Central America doing this, and you already know Milton Friedman's School of Economics. So you understand finance is also a weapon. And part of the reason, I put it in this chat room so you can see, I hear people talking about there's no aid. There's no aid because they've been waiting for the perfect opportunity to privatize everything on that island. And if you look, I gave you a snippet of one of the nasty things they did. When they bailed them out, supposedly in early June, GOP-led Congress, when they supposedly bailed out Puerto Rico, what they did is put in a provision to be able to have a tax shelter on that island, as well as using U.S. Virgin Islands for a tax shelter. Why? Because this probe with the current president has shown you that they've got them in Caracas and several other governments in Greece that are not going to be able to hold up. So these people are already ahead of the game creating tax shelters here on U.S. territories. That's part of the reason they don't want to give it statehood, because what they put into that bill is, under emergency conditions, they can do the very same thing that was done in Detroit, the very same thing they did in Flint. They can do away with all of the agreements that the people have, mute their constitutional rights, and they can privatize everything. And that's what's about to happen to their electrical infrastructure. And just as Roz was saying, when new construction comes back in, it's going to be public-private with taxpayer money basically building it, just like they do stadiums. And all of the revenue for the next 20 to 30 years will be going to some private consortium. I'll let you go back from there.
Love to hear from you, brother. Thank you for sending me that. I did see it, and I totally wholeheartedly agree with you all. This is not a conspiracy theory. This is the conspiracy agenda being outplayed here. And one thing with people that have been in the military, we get exposed to the shenanigans, and we have a rude awakening as to what really goes on, and it totally changes our overall perspective to where we start asking questions, and we realize that everything has been lied that we're told. So, Otis, I see that you jump back in. Go ahead, brother.
Only to tell you, you did say that, and I'm telling you, I served from 1973 to 1979, but you know how this country is. I went in the Air Force at the peak of black people getting supposedly shitty jobs. I ended up as one of the first black people on a Titan II combat crew sitting underground with the largest nuclear weapon in this nation at the time. And if you want, I hear you talk all the time, when you sit in that position and you got a top secret security clearance and you actually listen to the news being broadcast to Americans, and you see what's actually happened from one military command to another, continentally and globally, you realize news is never what's going on. News is what they want you to hear. And when you tell people that, when you said it's a conspiracy, no, it's only a conspiracy if you believe in the surface words that you've been taught in school. Just like we talk about with Scotty all the time. I tell Scotty, I'm a mile away from a place I sat in fifth grade when I first found out the 13th Amendment had an exception clause. My parents ended up having to take me to the school board for me to be able to graduate, because I just could not accept the fact that no, slavery hadn't been abolished. So I'm 64 years old now, and to find out that it's finally growing some legs in this country shows you have to be patient but resolute at the message you're putting out, because people don't like to believe that they've been hoodwinked.
That's right. The key to magic is not to trick you, but to make you believe. Otis, brother, please stay in contact. And believe me, as things go the way that they go going, you know, brother Davis and Otis, and these are some of our experienced elders that know. They don't believe, they know. And we should... These individuals should be the overall groomers of our future through the energy of our young. And what we could build from that is so much. And yes, you and I have very, very similar experiences, and I truly, truly appreciate, and we definitely would have to talk. Otis, contact me anytime, brother. Would love to talk with you. Got a couple of more callers before we get out of here. I got to go to my man, Ramon, L.A. Ramon. Haven't talked to my man, L.A. Ramon, in a while. Ramon, go ahead, brother. We got another caller as well. We'll go to them after you. Go ahead, Ramon.
Hey, what's up, Scotty? What's up, Dave? Roz, everybody.
What's up, my brother? How you feeling?
Good. Hey, Dave, I'm going to segue off what Otis said, because I think I was going to say something about what he mentioned earlier in his former comment about particularly about building and stuff. Here's something I want to put out there to this audience. Right now, as I'm finding out as a builder, and across the nation, I've mentioned this on the station before, across the nation, there are no skilled builders.
Yes.
My phone is going off the hook with offers to take more, you know, anywhere from a minimum of 10, 20 jobs a month up to a couple of hundred. This is a good time for us. When we start talking about, you know, what can we do, should be doing, I'm going to say this from my point of view. If, hey, we all want to prep, you got to have somewhere to store that them prep goods.
That's right.
So we need to build homes.
Listen to Ramon.
We need to build homes.
Ramon, hold on. 1 second. This is what I want to do, Ramon, because what you said is so true. Ramon, can we do a show together sometime next week just exclusively around that?
Sure.
Or
we can do that.
When it's convenient for you, because the solution has always been in our midst, and it's right here with us. This is one of the we have to be able to have the expertise to be able to do and to facilitate and maintain our sovereignty and our self-determination. If not, we will revert right back to the overall subjugation and enslavement paradigm, because it's the only thing that we know. And Ramon was so right. The critical skills, we are losing all of our critical skills to be sovereign. Has to be reengaged. So true. Ramon, let me know. Text me, get with me, give me a call at your convenience, and let's talk about it and put it together, because it's something that definitely needs to, we need to be in re-engaging in this. We need to get back to the overall critical vocations. We are much worse off than we were in the past. Sorry, go ahead, Ramon.
Oh, no, I'm good, Dave. Yeah, I can set up some time because I'll be off starting next week, and I got to finish up some with Scotty anyway, so that's a good time next week, anytime, make it your day.
No, you let me know what's good for you. Hit me up.
Okay,
call me.
Okay. I do need to emphasize, right now, it's at a point where, I'm going to just say it in the most simplest form. If somebody called me up right now to remodel a bathroom, a kitchen, or whatever they're doing, I can just say whatever price I want right now. That's how really bad it is as far as our resource pool of builders. We do not have them. I don't care what race they are right now. It's not there. This is a good time, state of Colorado, but I found out it's a national thing. They're giving away a lot of money to apprenticeship young people between the ages of 16 and 25, or 28, I think it is. That's every state right now. So if anybody on this phone is a builder, to some degree, it doesn't even matter. You ain't got to be a full-on builder. You could just be a remodeler, whatever. But if you're into it, this is a great time to capitalize. I know everybody on the phone probably knows. Forcing people to have to bid on existing homes that, for example, like my home. My home was built in the late or early 80s. My home is only supposed to be appraised at $156,000. Well, we just received an appraisal report 96 months ago. This neighborhood I'm in will start appraising at $225,000. I haven't done nothing, and we just gained over $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 in extra equity. So what I'm saying is the builders are in cahoots with this. They deliver the stock or slow down the building so they can create a supply shortage and demand whatever price. That's why we're seeing homes being priced at $300,000 that are nothing more than aluminum foil, sticks, and cardboard. And I'm being honest.
Right.
I can vouch for that, coming out of the construction field. He is telling the truth.
Yeah. Oh, Ramon, that's why I said we need to do a whole thing about this. Ramon, because this is so important, I don't want it to be rushed. And everyone sees him. This is how everything happens. When you create, when you control resources, you dictate the economy. When you control resources, you don't need the economy. The economy needs you. When you don't have resources, you're victimized by the overall economy.
Man, hey, can I
Ramon,
this
let
in?
Me know. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, what you just said, here's how serious that is. You can truly just go out and say, okay, here's what I'm saying. Right now, customers are actually saying, I don't care if you're 2-3 weeks, a month, 2 months out. Can we get you on the schedule? That's a real problem. And it's a lot of homelessness starting to rise if people are paying attention, you'll see it. The homelessness is rising. At the same time that they're stopping the building, and they're pricing people out completely. The neighborhoods, for example, in the city of Colorado Springs, just not even 3-4 years ago, you could get a nice, decent. There's no ghettos here. There ain't no hoods here. You can get there in any decent neighborhood, and 2-bedroom apartment, $700-800 maybe. Now a 2-bedroom apartment in a neighborhood that's probably 50 years old is running $1,200 for a 2-bedroom apartment. That's it. And now you need to compound this problem with the fact that the people that need it the most probably have some type of form of criminal history. So when I say we should be building. And any and everybody on this phone, if you got children in that age group I just said, 16 to 28, this is a great time to force them. I would force them to go find a trade. Right now, trades make more than doctors, lawyers, and anybody else. And that's been going on for the last 15, 20 years. And it's not going to stop.
And you can go to community college and pick up those trades.
You can go to community college for that. Exactly. You can take classes, community college
or
classes.
Or you can go to BTR University. That'll be coming pretty soon anyway. Dave, you and I have talked about this already. Teaching young people how to build.
Yes.
We can do this.
Yes, we do. Yes, and we got to do it.
And it's not that hard.
We got to do it. Man, I love you, Ramon, man. And I met Ramon. Ramon is a good. This is the thing. We have to bring our own solutions on our terms. And this cross-pollinates into everything else because it's not just this one market. What Ramon is talking about is how the economy works globally in all fields. When it comes to resources, they disguise their overall control of the resource because they don't want you to know, because if you start to know how important resources are, now they got to compete with you for them, and they can't.
I got a question for Ramon, Dave, on the housing. Ramon, now, this is what's going on in Charlotte, what I've been reading about. And they're pretty much pricing people out of housing in Charlotte as well. But here is the thing, though. There's a lot of empty housing in Charlotte. So I'm trying to figure out, if you got all of this empty housing and it's supposed to work on supply and demand, then why are rent prices so high? I don't understand that with all that empty housing.
I'm sorry, Scotty, but I can answer that with what I was recently given by the guy. I'm fortunate to be buying my house directly from the owner. A very I don't do conventional stuff, as y'all all know about me that's met and talked with me. This is not a conventional deal. But here's what I would say in, to answer that, Scotty, how they're doing it, why are you seeing so many vacant homes? According to the guy that I'm buying my home from, he told me they were so overt at the first part of the year during the homeowners association meeting here in Colorado. He said they were so overt when Donald Trump got elected that they were just literally saying it out loud. We're so happy we don't have to rent to niggas, spicks, and degenerates. I was posting things on BTR about the landlord laws. When they passed a lot of this housing reconstruction that they just did, and Donald Trump's first 2 weeks he did this, he snatched away Section 8 vouchers and housing. So even if them homes were available to us, we don't even have Section 8 or any type of housing aid to get in, you know, to even subsidize our income to be able to get into those homes if they were even available. But he, you know, like I said, this gentleman, he's very trustworthy. Matter of fact, he approved, I'll just say this on the show, he actually did me a favor when I looked up who Tony Franklin was, and he said Tony Franklin is someone we should deal with, Dave. So he went and did his homework for
that's a little inside thing, and that's who and the seminar, the Trust and Foundation individual. Yes.
So, Scotty, to answer, you know, to wrap it up real quick here, is that what you're seeing is a deliberate redlining, and on top of that, a price out on top of it. So basically, if they don't have enough of them, you know, wanting to come into that neighborhood to buy homes, they're just going to let them sit there and rot. And if you check into those homes, whoever bought them, what you probably will find out is that it was a large developer group. Type of investment group.
Thank you. One of the things Kamala Harris is in trouble for. She let Mnuchin off the hook with One West Bank, and Mnuchin does the very same thing that Mitt Romney was doing. The venture capitalists, they buy in bulk.
Yes.
There's a holding company for it. Jared Kushner did the very same thing throughout Maryland. In Baltimore, he owns several housing developments and apartment complexes.
And only
to let them set.
Well, to add to that, can do that.
Hold on, Ramon. Hold on 1 second, because we're going to have to hold this for everyone. If you didn't get in on a conversation today, we're going to have to get out of here. Getting ready to go to the end of the show. I hate that it's ending, but listen, we're going to have to do this, and it's so, so important, because what Ramon is talking about can be actually applied in all of the professions, because one of the things that the system does, and I'm going to tell you, and I teach this in our precious metals class, you never buy an investment because you like it. You engage in acquiring investment because the seller is asking the wrong price. They are controlling the market for the wrong price to be asked. And not only that, for their price to be the one that gets facilitated. It is a shrewd, shrewd criminal world that once you know it, you can engage it and you can protect yourself, and you'll know where your overall safe havens will be. It's with the professionalism that we start to need to remaster what, like we had before, and what we need to have in even more concentration than we had in the past. Listen, y'all, it's got to get ready to get out of here. It's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. And before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. Great, great show. Thank you for all of you that engaged in today. This is what we need to do. Now we need to put action behind it, because the system has always put an action behind their overall commitments. We need to do the same. Much love, much respect, never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. Brother Braggs, if you would, chime us out. We'll talk to you later. Peace.
Brother Braggs, you there? Okay, Brother Braggs might be tied up, so we're going to go ahead and close out the program.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Trade, and Libya has 144 tons of gold.